We have the 8 o'clock news now from Brian Jennings.
The Minister for Justice, Simon Harris, and the Minister for Children and Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, will meet the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, today about the attack on a makeshift camp housing asylum seekers in south central Dublin last Friday. Meanwhile, there's been a mixed political reaction in the capital to the decision to open 3 new accommodation centres for people seeking international protection in Santry, Dunleary and Clondalkin. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The state is currently unable to provide accommodation to 502 asylum seekers, which leaves them sleeping rough. Today, Minister Simon Harris and Roderick O'Gorman will meet the Garda Commissioner to discuss the policing response, particularly given the burning of asylum seeker tents at a makeshift camp on Sandwith Street last Friday. The Commissioner says he retains operational integrity, meaning the personnel and resources to deal with the problem. Rank and file Gardaí say, however, that the policing situation is very difficult. Meanwhile, all 4 TDs in Dunleary have broadly welcomed plans to open an accommodation centre for asylum seekers at the former senior college on Oblana Avenue. Yet, TDs in North Dublin West are concerned about a similar centre at the Airways Industrial Estate, with Social Democrats Deputy Roisin Shortall saying such locations are extremely unsuitable for vulnerable people.
The Fianna Fáil senator from Clare, Timmy Dooley, has said it will be difficult to resolve the issue in Inch, where some residents remain opposed to housing asylum seekers in a local hotel, but who remains hopeful that they can de-escalate the situation. Speaking on this programme, he said there are very significant concerns in the locality which have to be listened to.
I don't think anyone in the local community necessarily wants the focus of international attention on Kilmaley, on Inch, are on their daily lives. They want to get back to doing what they normally do. So we have to try to de-escalate this. And I think we have to move away from a narrative of name-calling of locals and that kind of thing. We just need to take some of the heat out of this.
A spokeswoman for the Justice Minister, Simon Harris, has confirmed that he has spoken to the family of a teenager who was assaulted in Navan in County Meath on Monday. The spokeswoman said the minister shared his horror at the very brutal attack the young man endured. They said it is clear he suffered significant injuries from a coordinated attack, which was unacceptable and should not happen to any person. The attack was filmed and put on social media. Gardaí said the boy was treated for serious facial injuries in hospital in Drogheda. Gardaí are investigating an assault that happened in Blue Bell in Dublin yesterday. A teenage boy was taken to Beaumont Hospital, where his condition is described as serious. The scene of the incident at La Touche Road has been preserved for a technical examination. No arrests have been made and Gardaí said investigations are ongoing. Ukraine says a series of Russian missile attacks on Kyiv and other parts of the country this morning were unprecedented in their power, intensity and variety. No casualties were reported in the capital. But the Ukrainian military said one person was killed in the port city of Odessa and 2 other people were wounded after a missile hit industrial infrastructure. Voters are going to the polls in Northern Ireland today. They will be electing politicians to 11 councils. Sinn Féin is hoping to overtake the DUP as the largest party in local government, and the results may also influence the future of the Stormont institutions. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The electorate is choosing 460 candidates across 11 different council areas. On the face of it, this election is about very local issues like waste management, leisure services and planning. But big picture politics is never far away in Northern Ireland. So pundits will be poring over the results looking for wider trends. Sinn Féin is running extra candidates, hoping to overtake the DUP as the biggest party of local government. Alliance wants to keep building on recent electoral success. There'll be particular interest in the fate of the DUP. It's running fewer candidates than last time, hoping to hold off a challenge from hardline unionist rivals, traditional unionist voice. If the DUP does badly, there's speculation it won't return to Stormont power sharing anytime soon. If it does better than expected, it could help create the conditions for its return. Counting starts tomorrow, and will be completed on Saturday. Conor McCauley, RT News, Belfast.
Parts of northeast Italy remain on red alert as floodwater levels in some areas continue to rise. At least 9 people have died and 13,000 have been evacuated following 2 days of heavy rain. More than 20 rivers burst their banks. The mayor of Bologna, the capital of the Emilia-Romagna region, Matteo Lepore, described the rain as a water bomb and the worst in living memory.
Bologna now has about 3,000 people evacuated. In total, in the Emilia-Romagna region, are about 13,000. We have a lot of casualties and 9 dead people. The problem in this moment is that in Bologna, for example, a lot of parts in the eastern part of the city are closed, many streets, many roads in the metropolitan area closed.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant for innovative and sustainable home heating solutions to future-proof your home. Visit grant.eu.
Most places dry and bright at first with sunny spells. It will become mostly cloudy in the west later this morning with patchy rain and drizzle. This will gradually spread eastwards through the afternoon and evening, followed by brighter weather in the west. Highest temperatures 15 to 19 degrees generally, but cooler locally along Atlantic coasts.